need.
Too bad you can't cure, bitch.
You can sell this for $1 million, because I'm gonna be famous.
So when in doubt, you kiss Craig?
Most girls on the planet look like this. Did you flip a switch and erase me from your memory?
You just walked down on a date with one of your best, coolest girls for your mom's pasta sauce.
You gave me a social disease.
Chase the lines up your paisley jacket.
Hey, fellow DeGrasse Holes, and welcome to Last Shift at the Dot. Here, we're going to talk through DeGrasse: The Next Generation from beginning to end. Talk about the eps, the characters, the actors, and the drama. We're going to give you what you came for. So who here is ready to do whatever it takes?
Me! Yeah.
I'm here for the drama.
All right, so we are doing Season 2, Episode 21, Tears Are Not Enough. We'll be doing part one and part two, so it's going to be long, y'all. Just bear with us. Before we delve into this episode, I have this week's question. Which one of your parents was the most abusive? No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not the real question for the week.
Get into it.
Wow.
But yeah, introduce yourselves. Tell us what you're drinking. And the question is, now that we've reached the end of season two, we've seen a lot of characters have arcs. Whose arc do you feel most related to?
I'm not going first.
You have yours? You want to go?
No. I made this up about 30 minutes ago in my head and really haven't thought about it at all.
Oh, okay. A lot of shit has happened.
Okay, I'm drinking a lager with lime from one of our breweries. And I actually most related to Miss Kwan's arc. I feel every single moment of the struggle she felt with those fucking kids. And I can relate it to almost every aspect of my professional life.
Mm-hmm. But she's come out
on top.
Like, she's come out of the like the darkest part, and she seems in a good place.
And she's a stronger character who I guess still teaches 7th grade and 8th grade English. Anyway, yeah.
Just like New Jersey, she's stronger than the storm.
Yes.
Like Britney, she's stronger than yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Like Kanye. Oh, no.
Nope.
We here at Last Shift of the Dot are not anti-Semitic. The only trash we support is Love Island.
And the Toby episodes.
We don't support the Toby episodes.
Eating disorder one. I did. I liked it.
Good. 2 out of 5 of us here.
You liked that episode.
I do. I like it. I enjoy it. Okay, I guess I'll go. My name is Morgan, and I think as of right now, I think I'm on Terry's arc. I think I'm on Terry's arc because nothing crazy has really happened. I know she's reminding us that her mom passed, like, every moment she gets, which, you know, she's probably still grieving by. Yeah. But, like, she's been a good friend all around and, like, has definitely, I think she's like, doing her own thing now. She's, like, not getting walked all over by everyone. So I'm there.
I think, I'm Nina. I'm drinking a cider. And I think until this point, like just maybe season one, season two, and then not going forward, I think I relate most to Sean's arc because I feel like he kind of came in like super antisocial, like I'm not going to deal with anyone. And then I feel like in season two, he's starting to like, kind of make friends with some of the boys, like even kind of make amends with like Jimmy and like, you know, they're okay for a while. So I feel like season two Sean so far seems like the most healthy Sean, minus like that one drinking night he did, but I can relate to that one too. So I'm like, I feel like I relate to Sean season one, season two. I love that. I'll go next. I'm Natasha. I'm drinking the same thing as Perino. It's kind of like an elevated Corona. And I guess the character arc that I most relate to is Angie because she started a brat and she ended a brat and I'm still a brat.
Yeah, I'm your host, Stefan. And I guess the arc I relate to the most this season is sort of Manny. Is that, you know, life happens. We've had some setbacks. Sometimes we think things are going to go our way and they don't. But in the end, it doesn't spoil our good heart. We're still hopeful for the future. We still want love for others in the world. We still just want great things to happen. This is my arc.
Well, I'm just saying, okay.
You know, that
doesn't spoil your, would you say your nice heart or something?
Doesn't spoil my lovely heart. I just want love for everyone.
Okay.
And eventually, I'm going to be a hoe.
And you look great. Well, she hasn't worn the thong yet, but I'm sure Stefan would look great in a thong. Mm-hmm. That thong.
You got to do what you got to do.
The color of my sweater is kind of like the color of her thong in that episode. Yeah. I'm like representing.
Attention. Yeah, right.
The Mrs. Manning.
Collection.
Not Vanessa Manning or whatever. Forever. Veronica Manning. What was her mom's name?
Maria. No, and it was.
Michelle?
Because it Julia. Yeah. Julia Manning Julia. Slash Julia, Julia Jeremiah.
Julia.
They have a thing for dead Julias on this show, don't they?
The writers really don't like Julias. Mm. This is Julie and Julia. They can't cook. Whoever the Julias are that keep dying.
Yeah, these Julias.
Dad had to make the pot roast and the Yorkshire pudding.
That's true. And you know they aren't eating well in the Jeremiah house.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. Crab dinner!
This episode illustrates that as well, too. Like, that house is just a mess.
I'm gonna need Joey to get his shit together. But I was really paying attention to the exteriors this episode. It's a big house.
It's a nice house, yeah.
Like, I would love to see more of the house than just the shitty, like, junky living room that never gets cleaned and the garage.
Is he renting? I just want to know. Like, does he own the house?
I think, he owns it.
It was Julia.
Yeah, she owns it, yeah. Julie, do you think she put up most of the money?
Yeah,
probably. Because she got it from, like,
alimony.
Divorce. Yeah.
The doctor, yeah.
All right, so welcome to the finale, y'all. It starts off, we got Craig, we got, his bestie Sean and his girlfriend Ashley, and they're all standing outside coming out of school like, oh my God, this science is going to be so hard, like, oh, Miss Hatzilakos. And all of a sudden, Dr. Manning pulls up and he's like, hi, Craig. And Craig is like, Dad?
Papa.
And to which, he's like, yeah, I was hoping we can get together, have dinner, help you study or whatever. And Craig is just like shocked. He's like seeing a ghost. He's once more proving that Jake Epstein is a good child actor. Just kind of like, the fuck? Yeah. To which he's like, oh, who's this? And Ashley's like, I'm Ashley. Hi, nice to meet you. And he's all like, her?
It's kind of my girlfriend.
Her?
Yeah.
What's your name? And Sean's like, Tuh.
Yeah,
fuck the horse you rode in on. Loyalty, yo.
Yeah, Sean was a bad boy right there.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Fucks.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can also see that Dr. Manning wanted to knock the shit out of him for that, but yeah. he wanted to bam. But
yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm trying to get my kid back. Okay. Anyway.
He made a little fist, like next to his
the Arthur fist.
Arthur fist. He's like, boy, you're testing me.
I beat his ass for less, okay? You hear me?
Okay.
We did have a moment, like, after that scene, which was really funny, was after Dr. Manning pulls away.
Oh, yes.
Marina was like, I bet Ashley's going to be like, he seemed nice. And right away, that's her, like, exact line. And I'm like, of course Ashley would fucking, like, just not see any of the context clues of, like, this is awkward and tense and whatever. Fuck Ashley.
I stopped her. Like, I don't remember well, but, like, does she know Craig was being abused? Because either way, well, I hate Ashley. But
she lives with his stepdad. Yeah. I feel like that alone.
She knows a little bit about the story, that obviously something's not good there.
But, she's going to be like, Craig, it's your dad. You have to forgive him. He's your father.
I had a hard time with my dad when he came out as gay. And, it really hurt me. But it's my dad.
Similar. Yeah.
Ashley's the worst.
But yeah, I think she must have known something about the situation.
But you think she'd be a little bit more understanding, but instead she does the Ashley thing of you need to give your dad a chance, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he's changed.
I'm like, mind your own business. Yeah.
She does say that later.
All right. So whatever it takes, intro, cut to Joey Jeremiah's household, which is in a complete disarray. Mm-hmm. He's all like, oh my God, Angie, you've got to eat something. And Angie's all like, I don't feel well. And Craig is trying to do his homework. He can barely do his homework at night because Angie's just a bitch. Yeah. But he's trying to do it. He's trying to study. This kid actually cares about his grades, which is weird to me. And then, puts Joey's, tries to give Angie food. She won't eat it. He gives her some juice and Angie knocks it over like a dumb bitch. And Greg's like, oh my god, Angie. And Angie starts giving like that fake kid cry, like, yeah.
This character is like 5 years older than what she's written for. It's really weird to watch.
I'm just like, at that age, if like we pulled those antics, our parents would like punish us. And I'm like, she's acting like a 3 year old, but she definitely looks older than
she's like 10.
She's too old to be acting like that and like crying because you spilled something. Mm-hmm. Like, does she have is she disciplined? No. I don't think Joey is disciplined.
No. She's never been grounded.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that doesn't happen with Caitlin. I remember Joey like condescending to Caitlin that she's not like a disciplinarian, but he sure isn't himself.
Mm-hmm. Joey, you're also not a good parent.
Julia did all of it, you know. Now he's not only does he have one kid, he has two, you know, and he didn't sign up for this. Or did he? Actually, he didn't have to take him up for both of them. Asshole.
Like he was like tell Julia to get rid of it after the first term, you know. He didn't say, hey, it Craig, let me just report you to Children's Aid and you can go to a foster home. He's like, come in with me, Craig.
Exactly.
I'll take care of you.
He signed up for all of this. This is his own fuck around and find out arc right now. He did fuck around. Now he's finding out for sure.
I mean, Julia Jeremiah got that pussy.
Julia fucked her.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she definitely had a hold on men.
Yeah, Julia Jeremiah, like, Dr. Manning still hasn't gotten over it.
No, he hasn't. Like, he hasn't got, she's dead, and he's still pissed off.
Not only dead, like, moved on, had another baby, like.
She's been dead for years.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I don't think Angie ever knew her mom. Like, Angie came out, and like, a year later, Julia was all like, peaskies. And he's still like, it's been 12 years. Or however old Angie is.
And she left me.
For a card. Dealership.
I miss the way she used to look at me. Yeah.
I miss the things she used to do with her tongue.
Julia was on it.
To Julia. All right, Julia.
I want my 2023 to be like Julia. Not dead, though. Oh, shit. I mean, at this point, I don't fucking care.
So, like, here's my thing, though, Julia Jeremiah and this lovely hold on men. Like, you could have picked better men.
Yeah.
Dr. Manning had money, was attractive, but like Joey has a used car dealership. And
just to be clear, on this show, what other men have we seen that are besides Mr. Boyd, who we'll get to?
That of it.
Who else?
He's not selling Mercedes.
No, sorry. Aside from Perino, who is a great match for this Julia, who else is on this show?
Mr. Armstrong.
Perino hits kids,
too.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Julian could have fucked Mr. Armstrong.
Because it's not Mr. Yates. It's not Mr. Oleander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure in all of Toronto, there's got to be someone better than Joey.
Maybe she was going to leave Joey soon. Like, maybe she was like, I'm just going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to... Have we had this discussion before? Because we talked about the breaks.
Yeah, we didn't talk about her leaving Joey. But we did talk about Mr. Manning. Cutting the brakes, trying to kill Joey, but killing Julia.
But maybe it was
Mr. Manning was trying to kill Julia, and then he was trying to incriminate Joey because he's like, you know what? Two birds, one stone. If I can't have her, no one can, and you can go to jail.
Yeah.
That's dark, bro.
But yeah. Dr. Manning's an intelligent man, so you're probably thinking like this, even though it's bad.
Yeah.
That he would think like that.
The thing is, I feel like that's too methodical for Dr. Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He gives, like, every time he goes like abusive, it's very in the spur of the moment.
It's impulsive.
You owe me $1 million.
I'd say you owe me a coke. But we said at the same time, it's too impulsive. He's always impulsive. Like,
bipolar.
But he bought those tickets. He bought those tickets, and he was taking them to dinner, and that was methodical. He had it all planned. We're going to go back we're going to go to London or wherever the fuck, and then go to Paris, and then we're going to move in. He had a plan.
Yeah, but I don't think
But I mean, you're saying that he's only mean when he's impulsive. I think he could murder someone and think about it the day before. Like, I don't think, what I mean?
What if he was actually planning to kill Craig over in New York?
Honestly, I don't know.
Also,
tell everyone we're in London, but like, he's in the backyard.
And we're going for a nice longer sun trip across the Mediterranean at night.
Won't make it back.
Oh, I'm just saying White Lotus. I'm not gonna give any spoilers, but if you know, you know. So Angie's crying, Joey's a horrible parent. At one point, Craig is like, this place is a mess, and Joey's all like, well, you should earn your allowance and start cleaning. To which my first thought was like, why hasn't Craig been doing chores this entire time? He's been there for like the better part of 9 months.
Yeah.
Or their 12-year-old daughter. Maybe she could pick up some slack.
I was like, why did he wait until finals week to give this ultimatum? Like, at this point, it's going to stay a mess. So maybe just like let the kid get through finals and then, yeah, you know, institute like a new chore system. But like, I feel like Joey just kind of came up with it out of nowhere. I was like, well, you got to clean the house and earn your allowance.
Yeah, he was like getting so frustrated about it. I'm like, dude, like, it's your house too.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, I think that he was like mad at what's her face, Angie, but he didn't want to like do anything because she's like the bait. He babies her way too much. Mm-hmm. And like, she should be picking up after herself and having a little bit more responsibility, but he like is lashing out at Craig instead of lashing out at her. I don't know.
Like, she should be cleaning up that juice that she spilled. Like,
exactly.
Joey or Craig.
She needs to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
She's acting out.
Mm-hmm. So we're back at Degrassi Community School. And it's chemistry class, and Miss Hassas is teaching the class, to which she is looking very scantily clad, and none of the boys are paying attention except for Craig, and he's really trying to understand noble gases. And yeah, at one point she's like bending over, and it's like, oh, wow, okay, we're really going there.
Mm-hmm.
To which Ashley's all like, Craig, is everything okay? And he's like, listen, life is rough right fucking now. I'm trying to study for finals. I don't get it. Joey's being a hard ass. My abusive dad comes back into his life. Ashley's dumbass is like, well, you know, people can change. I hate her. I hate her so much.
Yeah. That's not the time to say that type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, he didn't ask you for advice, did he?
No, exactly. Yeah. He was like venting and I don't know. She just always has to be like condescending in that way.
I mean, her life isn't so bad, minus Toby and Jeff.
The majority of these kids, she has a better life, but mopes the most.
Yeah.
The point is, like, she doesn't have a bad life and she keeps inserting herself into people who have way worse lives than her.
Yeah.
Like, she always has some advice for someone, but has no life experience to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, I was even telling Morgan while I was watching this, like, oh, Ashley's got that nosy look. I see something, I need to insert myself look. Like, oh.
Not right to say to a person who has an abusive dad,
He's
going to change. Like, if you're really going to want to go there, be like, maybe he changed, but be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't try anything until you're ready. Like, you don't have to give anyone a chance until you're ready. If that doesn't happen, that's cool too.
Yeah.
But like, once again, like, he wasn't like, Ashley, do you have can you give me some counsel? I can't speak. So... either way, leave me alone. Either way, like, he didn't say that. So just, you know, shut up.
Yeah.
Be supportive.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Speaking of people who make an impact by not saying anything, fucking Liberty. All right, so we're on to the B plot, y'all.
Okay.
Cut to, I always assume it's media immersion. I don't know what other class they take, but Liberty just finishes her quiz or whatever early, and this smug bitch just like does that thing that she does where she like gives that cocky smile, the one that, you know, makes you want to punch her.
She cracks her nails, she does that little stretch thing with her hands. Mm-hmm. And like,
I finished 20 minutes early and I got into the 99.9th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Liberty,
no,
I mean, this time JT finished before she did.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
But he didn't act like an ass. He also wasn't good at it.
Yeah, I think he just put zero for everything.
Yeah,
I
just like.
Are we talking about exams here or something else? Because it does apply.
Then she got pregnant.
But yeah, so Liberty finishes. She's all smug and shit. It's after class. Liberty's sitting down, and JT goes up to her, and she's like, "I know what you're gonna ask me, and yes, I'll tutor you, but only if you take me to the dance," in which, what was her line? You give me one ticket to paradise.
Paradise.
I'm like, this sounds like you're at a strip club and the stripper is trying to proposition you for going to the champagne room. Like, would you like one ticket to paradise?
Paradise is the stripper, though.
It didn't sit well with me. It's like, isn't it a bit late for tutoring if your exam is in like a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're fucked, bro.
Yeah, it's over.
Should have asked me about this like a week ago.
You know, some people can cram. Some people are good at that.
I was telling Perino and Nina, though, I had this happen to me in college where I needed help with comp sci, and this guy helped me, and he asked me to his formal, and I was like, I guess I have to go. It wasn't bad, but I really didn't want to go.
Did you get a good grade at least?
So I ended up just passing that class. And I think the reason we did is somehow like our finals got lost. So I think we just like rounded up because I knew I failed that final. Like I was just drawing comics and just guessing, and they like lost it. So they gave me a C. I was like, I'll take it.
How was the dance?
The formal? Oh my God. Yeah. I remember the formal. It was okay. I like never went to like a prom or anything. And it was kind of like, I don't know. It was a prom. I didn't know any of the people there. So it was a little awkward, but I left like pretty early. Like I was like, it was nice. Thanks for inviting me. And then I hung out with my friends. I went to another party. frat party.
Right. The night was young.
I'll get trashed somewhere without you. All right. So speaking of things that are a result of frat parties, Craig goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's there, but he's there to see his dad. He's not there with alcohol poisoning. And his dad's all like nice to everyone. And he's like, oh, maybe my dad is a good person. Okay. To which one of his dad's coworkers is all like, oh my God, Craig, you're back from boarding school? Your dad is, this is the first time I've seen your dad smile in forever. And he's like, the fuck, boarding school?
Yeah, like really?
I mean, let's just be real. If I were Dr. Manning, I'm not going to tell my coworkers that my kid got sent away because I used to beat them.
Yeah, boarding school sounds like a good compromise. You're being sent someplace and you're going to school. Like,
I don't know what Craig expected his dad to do in that situation, but yeah.
Yeah, but real talk. I always wanted to go to boarding school, and I'm kind of sad.
I really wanted to go to boarding school.
I would have ruled it.
It just sounds so much fun. Like, you know, you go and you got your friends, and you wear cute uniforms, and
it's like a sleepover with your friends every day.
Yeah, and then you like sneak out of, like, you get to sneak out of your dorm and stuff, and
get some cigarettes.
I went on a date with a guy who used to go to Exeter, and he was like, "Yeah, it was great." It was all the gay sex you can want. There's something peaceful about the idea of like, oh, I'm just going to go home for the holidays. I don't have to deal with y'all on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure you're going to say there's something peaceful about like an all-boys school.
You know, but just a bunch of dudes duding it up.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
In a peaceful way.
Peaceful way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is something peaceful about just going home for the holidays. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I wish I could go to boarding school.
Let's go back. Let's start a boarding school for the five of us.
Yeah.
Oh, I like adult boarding schools. That sounds totally.
It's like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it'll be cheaper. It'll be cheaper for a similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So they go to dinner. Craig is all like, "Dad, why'd you lie?" And Dad's like, "Listen, you know, I'm sorry. I've gotten into anger management. I've changed." And Craig is like believing his shit. And he's like, "So you're still having issues with science? You know, I can help you study." And Craig's kind of like leaving it on a, I guess, sort of a note. Like he wants to come over, but he doesn't want to. But then he goes back to Joey's, and Joey is just the worst. Mm-hmm. Angie, first off, he's babying Angie. Like, oh my God, my little baby. She's like 45.
By the end of this episode, she's going to be like 75 with like dementia and false teeth, and Joey's still holding
he's still
on.
Taking care of her.
She's got a stoma. She's like, oh, Craig, you're back. Just put my oatmeal in my stoma. Yeah, so he's like, Craig, I come home and this place is still a mess. Like, and Craig's just like, this place is a goddamn zoo. I can't fucking do it. Joey is fucking ridiculous. And who wants to be a bald loser like Joey? Cut to the next day, Craig goes to his dad's house. Like, you literally see him right after that. The next scene is him, like, at the door. Like, he's like, am I going to knock? Am I not going to knock? Like, again, I feel like every time I bring up Jake Epstein, I'm metaphorically sucking his dick because I'm like, you just do a good job.
You do, and you are.
I mean, listen, I would do it in real life.
You can.
Yeah, Jake Epstein, if you're listening, wink.
No. And it's not inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. Like,
not inappropriate at all. We're both of age. I'll see you on the C train. But he goes to his house. Craig is also drinking a glass of orange juice, which we remember earlier is what Angie spilled over. Is there symbolism? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he puts it down and he gets a flashback of his dad like beating him because he didn't use a coaster. He didn't use a toaster. So he's like, oh my god, are you about to beat me dead? And Dad's like, bitch, it's cool. I just didn't want there to be rings on the table. And
he's like, for once, what? I'm not trying to beat your ass. I'm not. I just want you to make sure you don't fuck up my table.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? I get it.
That's like a West Elm table, probably too. Yeah, it's
not like you're not putting it together. It was put together for you.
He had an interior decorator.
But anyways, so yeah, Craig's dad is like not beating Craig, and he's like, oh shit, maybe my dad's okay.
Maybe he has changed.
Yeah.
Like Ashley said, people can change, but Ashley is the worst, so we're going to prove her wrong.
Yes.
All right, so everyone's taking their finals. All right, so yeah, they all have their montage. JT is about to walk up to Paige and ask her out. First Liberty is all like, what should I wear for the dance?
Bless her.
Oh my god, I can't. Me and JT are going to the dance. It's going to be great. And she goes off, and then, you know, JT goes up to Paige, and he's about to ask her, what was it Paige said, like, hey, sweet potato.
Yeah, sweet potato. Yeah.
She looked really cute with her purple eyeshadow and her purple
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I really want there to be a universe in which Paige and JT go out.
I do, too. Yeah, me too. I feel like it would be really cute, and it would have been, like, a fun plot line.
Mm-hmm. Especially because I feel like at one point, as it would happen during the plot line, Paige would be like, oh my god, I like a grade 8.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe next year she's like, oh my god, I like a grade 9. Ew, I'm Paige, I don't do this. But he's just so funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she did enjoy their fake date, right?
Yeah, she did.
She had a great time.
And she eventually, like, they're friends at some point, you know? Which is weird, because I feel like their friendship dissolves, like, and maybe if they would have stayed friends, he wouldn't have gotten stabbed. Spoiler alert.
No one gets stabbed.
JT's about to ask Paige out, to which Liberty comes up to him and he's like, I was wondering if you could help Liberty find something to wear for the dance. And Paige's like, oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, sure, great. I thought you were going to ask me out or whatever. You little loser. He doesn't say that, but JT just got himself saved from a rejection.
Yes. Yeah, he did. He did
the right thing, because
mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a good save.
Yeah.
And now Liberty gets to have like a fun time getting like an outfit picked out by the most popular girl.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, everyone's happy except for, well, everyone else is happy.
Yeah.
Everyone else gets to be happy. They looked like they were having fun at the dance floor later.
Yeah.
They were. Oh my god. Liberty was having the time of her life. I was so happy for her.
I was happy for her too. Like, I thought it was cute when she was like she asked them before the exam or something, like, what color corsage? She's like, blue or chartreuse. And like, she's like,
or fuchsia.
Yeah, chartreuse or fuchsia. She's like so excited. And I was like, JT,
like, I want to wear something that you'll like. I'm like, oh, bless her heart. She's so happy.
Cool. She was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is a modern woman of today. She doesn't wait for a man to ask her. She says, you're going to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get an A on this
exam. Hey, she got results, right?
It's true, you know?
Can't sit around waiting for someone to ask you. You tell them.
But anyway, so Craig and Ashley are going outside. It's cold in Canada. You can tell because their breath is, like, in the air. And Ashley, it just automatically chills any environment she's in. On any other person, her looks would be cute.
We were saying, yes!
Yeah.
I liked the outfit, and I was just like, oh, it's on her.
I was trying to pick out, like, who she resembled from that era, and Nina Natasha said it was kind of like a pink, but like a worse pink.
If pink at the beginning when she had the short hair?
That haircut, yeah.
Like, pink would pull that off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And black.
It's just awesome.
She wears something like that in most girls, doesn't she?
Yeah, she
and
does.
And it's blue.
Yeah. I feel like she's like the love child of Pink and Firuza Balk in the craft.
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the east.
Yeah, I can see that. But she doesn't have like the... She just can't pull it off. Like, you just have to have a certain personality to pull all of that off, and she doesn't have it.
Ashley is the epitome of come see the softer side of Sears.
Yeah.
Like, She's your generic Benetton sweater that costs a lot because it's Benetton, but isn't special at all.
This looks like a regular sweater.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're outside. Dr. Manning pulls up and he's like, hey, Allison. And she's like, Ashley.
Allison. I did like Al. I did like that. It was a cute little dig.
I hope it was intentional on his
part. Yeah, he knew her name. He was just being that. Yeah,
I think she's trash too. He doesn't even know her, but he's like her.
Yeah,
yeah, he doesn't say that.
This fake ass goth.
Oh, he even yells about her later, and I was like,
I was like, he has a point.
In an alternate universe where Craig's dad didn't die, and he wasn't abusive, and he was a main character in this show, or at least an ongoing adult character, I feel like he would have been like Endora from Bewitched, and just keep giving her the wrong name, like
Amanda,
Allison. Just because he knows it would bother her the most.
Yeah,
he probably was like, "Should I go with Amanda or Allison? Which one do you think?"
Nice meeting you, Allison.
How's your dad, Abigail?
Oh no, Audrey.
Oh
no, Audra.
Ariana, what are you up to?
Alexis. You should call her Manny. Like next season, like mistakenly call her Manny, and he just starts like,
Manuela, aren't you?
Manny, right? Oh, no.
Manny.
Good to see you again, Manuela.
That's not
That's the pretty one, yeah.
Yeah, it can't be you.
That's that cute one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the cute one.
I heard you and Craig playing guitar in the garage, Manuela.
And I heard some other stuff.
Well, I guess him and Joey are friends in the universe.
Good to see you, Ellie.
In the kitchen as they drink to like Craig.
And they reminisce about Julia's. Bob ass box.
Joey.
That ass.
Yeah. Why is there? Julia's still alive and she's living her best life in the Toronto man.
She actually ran away to Regina. She's got a new family there. She's got a third husband. She's got another child. She's like, I don't want either of my kids.
I'm so glad that their dads are real so present.
Yeah.
So that I can start this other family now.
Oh,
I just feel like Andy is so much like Joey. Like, it's just like, that is truly his child. And that's why she left. She's like, oh, I can't do this. Not this child and not you.
Yeah.
So she's with like Tupac and Jim Morrison. She's alive on that island.
Yeah, yeah.
Joey and Dr. Manning are together raising these two as adorable husbands. Julia's in Wasega Beach fixing that stuff and finding those men.
I think she's better than Wasega Beach.
Sorry,
Regina.
I was like, damn, was she's in Wasega Beach?
She shot high and ended up there.
As Dr. Manning's trying to coordinate plans with Craig, he's like, you know, restaurant 8:30, and Craig's like, I'll be there after I babysit Angie. And you know, Ashley's all like, I guess things are going well. I feel like in the back of her mind she was like, one for Ashley.
Definitely. She's like, why am I so good at this?
Yeah. I should be a therapist.
Yeah.
I know what's right for everyone always, all the time. Back to Joey's. Craig's babysitting Anne. She's playing PS1. It looks like a mix of Taxi Cab and what's the name of that game? Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. And Angie's all like, Craig, look at me, read the book. Oh my god, I'm Angie. And Craig's like, fine, I'll read the fucking book, you dumb bitch.
She's counting her chicken pox.
Like, I guess.
Oh my god, 18. Shut up, girl.
She's the worst.
She's too old for this. She was too old, and she was way too old to be picked up and taken to bed too. We didn't talk about it, but
listen, like, she's got a 401k by now.
She's about 6 feet tall.
She just made it to middle management and is looking for a career move.
So Craig is there. He's watching that little bitch Angie, and Joey's all like, hey, I might be an hour late. And he's like, Craig's like, you're already late. Like, yeah, like, there's a couple and I've almost got this sale at the lot. I really want to be like, Joey, you're not fucking going to sell this piece of shit car. They're wasting your time because they have dinner reservations in an hour and have nothing else to do. Get over it. But Craig is like, he's super worried because he told his dad he'd be there at some time. And as we all know, Craig Manning's dad is known to have bursts of anger and impatience. Mm-hmm. Joey finally comes the fuck in, and Craig darts like a bat out of hell. He's like, must go to my dad, must go there. He's running across Toronto. He's like Emma chasing a 20. He's just on it. He gets to the restaurant. His dad's like, where were you? He's like, Dad, I'm so sorry. Joey was late. And dad's like, okay, whatever. So I've got tickets to London. Let's go and take a whirlwind trip through Europe, and we'll take the channel to Paris, and we'll see this, and we'll see that. And he's like, oh, wow, I have to ask Joey first. And he's like, Joey, fucking Joey. You gotta bring up fucking Joey. That's not what he said, but that was the that was what he heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, we can reacclimate you and maybe have you come back with me next year. And he's like, no, like I can't do this. Like, and to which his dad is like, what the fuck? Gets all angry, storms off. Did dad pay the bill? Did anyone see dad pay the bill?
I don't think they ate the bill.
They know him. Because they were like, oh, they Dr. Manning.
He's
like,
oh, yeah. Do you need anything, Dr. Manning? He's like, I told you for the 15th time. I'm waiting for someone.
Yeah. I'll have more free bread. So Dr. Manning storms the fuck out. And he's like, you want fucking Joey? Go to fucking Joey. And you'll end up trash like him. Running the used car lot. Dating some interesting goth girl. Because he had to have... Because I feel like the writers needed a jab at Ashley just because.
Like, yeah. Not only is she proven wrong, we also need, like, a direct insult to her.
Interesting little goth girl.
Interesting little goth girl.
And Craig's like, her name is Ashley. You leave her out of it.
I know. That was the thing that set him off. He's like, don't say that about Ashley. I was like, bitch.
She's the worst. Also, if you find her that worth defending, Craig, why did you cheat on her? But anyways, so Craig is all like this, and Dr. Manning's like, yeah, and like strikes him down to the floor.
Whack, right? And then he like, okay, so I'm just trying to figure out with physics. He backhanded him, right?
Close fist.
Mm-hmm. Close fist. Okay, and then Craig kind of did a turn and fell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had a cut on his cheek. Which I'm like, I'm guessing that was from the cement of the sidewalk.
Yeah. But
yeah,
like,
the bruise? Yeah. No, I actually made a note later on about like the bruise work. Like what they did was very subtle for the amount of.
He should have had a bruise because he fell like right on that. He should have been like all fucked up. Like
the next day it looked a little bluer.
It looked a little bluer.
It should have been like blue.
Like there, it should have been like, yeah, even then, like if it was fresh, or not fresh, even as it was healing, gone into like that weird yellow sallow tint.
He should have had some swelling too.
Yeah, someone who got a bruise die recently.
Yes.
It did not bruise until the next day. And then the day after that, I was even more
nasty. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So it did take some time. Because the first day, I just had like a little cut, kind of like Craig's cut. And I was like, cool. And then the next day, I was like, holy shit, my eye is bruised.
Yeah,
Natasha, are you okay? Is someone hurting you?
Wink if you're not.
Is the great tumble of 2022. I fell off the train while I was getting down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Fell off the train.
Bless your heart. Oh.
It was so quick, but it did so much damage. I was like,
oh my God.
But yeah, I was wearing like blue and purple makeup eyeshadow for like 2 weeks because I was like, I really don't need to talk about this to like my coworkers.
I HR. Walked into a door. But yeah, that bruise never got that bad though.
He should have had some swelling or something. He should have given me something more.
Mm-hmm. Like whatever. Degrassi makeup department.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you do good. Sometimes you give us certain characters who should not be wearing those cornrows. And sometimes you give us bad bruises. I guess they used all of their makeup on Ashley. Interesting little goth girl. But anyways, so Craig's dad smacks him the fuck down. Mm-hmm. And Craig is just like, enough is enough is enough. I can't go on. I can't go on. No more. No. And he starts like, no, dad, no, fuck you. I'm not going to fucking live with you. Fuck you, daddy. Beats at his car door. And dad's like, yeah. And like gets super angry and like huffs off. And gets into his car, so we're gonna find out what happens.
I like how they roar when they're mad.
that's exactly that's how the Mannings roar.
Yeah. But you forgot. Okay, so after he like rage roars and slaps him to the ground, right? just like this. The guy is like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I won't." And then that's when Craig's like, "You won't do it again. That's what you always say."
The way Dr. Manning like peeled out of there, I was like, holy shit, dude.
I'm surprised that wasn't
the crash. I thought that was the crash.
Like, I thought it was, yeah.
Also, one of the things that I was wondering, like, is it the anger of being beaten for several years, or are we seeing, I think we've spoken about like glimpses of Craig's possible bipolar popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the way when he goes Red Ross, he goes Red Ross.
He has that adrenaline now.
Yeah.
Manning, you know?
I just said that to my mom after being hit. I'd just be hit again. She'd be like, laser mouth.
Yeah.
So Craig goes home to Joey, and Joey's like, Craig, what are you all right? What happened? He's like, I got into a fight with who? My dad. No, Craig, I'm so sorry. Now Joey wants to be like he cares.
Well, at first he's like, you shouldn't have seen, like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, because you would have told me no. And he's like, I would have said no. It was very dramatic.
It really was. But at the same time, it's like, Joey, you haven't given a fuck about this kid in several months. Yeah, but now that Dr. Manning's back, he's like, oh, well, I would have cared about you. Because, you know, the moment one hears about the other, both of them just go insane.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Dr. Manning's like, Joey? And then Joey's like, you were talking to Dr. Manning?
I'm the future. He's the past.
Joey, right? Like, his house is falling apart. He has no long-term plan for this kid that isn't his. And, what, he thought, like, Dr. Manning was never going to come back after that one, like, threat for Children's Aid. Like, I don't know. He's not doing a good job here.
No,
he's not.
No. But Craig is like, let's go talk to Children's Aid tomorrow. I want to make sure he's never in my life again.
Hate him. I hate him. I just really hate him.
Cut to the next day. Joey and Craig are getting ready to go to Children's Aid. You know, they're doing their thing. So the Canadian police is back. They're like talking to Joey, and then they leave. And Joey comes up to Craig, and Craig is like, my dad called the police on me, and Joey's like, no, your dad's dead.
Yeah.
Mood killer.
He's like, into an accident, and then Craig was like, oh no, he's in the hospital.
Oh man.
Come visit him.
Yeah.
So, like,
bro, he didn't make it. Like, when he said it, because it took Joey so long to say it, I was like, he didn't make it. Because I was like, come on, like, get it out. Like, you're taking so long.
Cops certainly just dumped it and left, so.
Yeah.
Oh
well, you're not even his next of kin. Hey, he's dead. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, can you tell him? Thanks.
Let him know. Okay.
It's not a legal adoption, so I'm surprised that the cops are just like, all right, peace. Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what you're doing here is illegal, but, oh, no, but he's his guardian, right?
Yeah.
What was the detail you wanted to share, Stefan? You said you missed a detail.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a very important detail is when the cop comes, Angie's there, to which Joey says, go clean your room. Mm-hmm. Do I have to? Go clean your room.
Yeah.
This is the only time he's ever had any sort of, like, authority over Angie.
And I was mad at the way he said it the second time. It's like, I told you, go up there now. That's what he should have said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you heard me, Ange.
Yeah.
Go to your room, clean it.
Honestly, he shouldn't have even said it twice. He should have said, what did I just say?
That's what my mother would.
Just to recap, Joey sends Angie to his room. Joey tells Craig his dad is dead. Dramatic music.
What?
And we are into part two. So that happened. Bit of a downer. Mm-hmm. But we open up with Sully making an appearance, doing the announcements. I didn't know Sully did the announcements, and it's weird that they never gave Sully more. They gave him, like, some random bits with the potential of being, like, a long time extra. Yeah. But I feel like after the Manuela arc.
Oh, I feel like Peter kind of pushed him out.
Oh, I mean, Peter was basically Sully.
Yeah, it was like, we'll do it. We'll have Peter.
Remember when the actor who played Peter was like, Peter's definitely bi, but I'm straight.
Then he's on the fucking toilet eating food on TikTok.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was him.
Pretty sure the actor did that.
Oh my God.
I'm not a fan.
Allegedly.
He's going through it allegedly. Yeah.
That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah. It's been a minute since we've had an allegedly moment.
Yeah, we talk so much about the characters that we forget to talk about.
Yeah.
Everything we say on this podcast is allegedly. Is it alleged? We just need to say it.
We need to preface that with every episode.
Yeah.
Everything that we say is alleged. We don't know jack shit about
facts about ourselves.
Yep.
Like, allegedly.
Sully's all like, hey, everyone, we have the Paradise Dance or whatever. And Liberty's like, I got my ticket to Paradise.
She's very confident this episode.
She really is. She's like,
I want it. I got it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You like that date? I want it. I got it.
Yeah, she's on her Ari flow.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's got her ponytail. She's got no more tears left to cry.
God is a woman.
Her good side that she's putting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, back to the sad shit. Archie is talking to Mr. Simpson is talking to the class, and he's all like, "Hey, y'all. Like, I don't know if you heard, but Craig's dad died, so he won't be here till the end of term." Is that appropriate?
No, that's like, why would you?
Why is he telling the class? Is that your business?
And like the exact way the guy died, like not even just like,
yeah, like his dad passed.
It's like he got into a crash. He wasn't in the car.
He got the whole police report. Like,
yeah.
It was his Mercedes.
Yeah.
It was a single sentence because
he was drinking.
Care,
like
Joey's now selling the car, right? Like
Dr. Manning dead, car crash.
Yeah.
Done.
Dude, so one of my classmates in the fifth grade, unfortunately, his mom passed, and it was cancer. It was rough. But he comes in like before he comes into the class. Our teacher doesn't tell us that his mom died. He just says, hey everyone, I know the student's been gone for a while. He's been going through some things, so just everyone, like, watch how you are, make sure, you know, to be kind to him. And like, what happened? Because we're kids. He's like, I really can't say, but it's one of the worst things that can ever happen to a person. Mm-hmm. And someone goes like, did his mom die? I don't know why that was. I mean, I guess that's the first thing that they thought of. And he was like, and he basically didn't say yes. He didn't confirm it, but he didn't deny it in a way that was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's the way you handle things. You don't, you just like, hey, this person's going through some things. They won't be back for the end of term.
Yeah.
Instead, he was
like, yeah, you can follow up if you're a friend, you know, if you want to follow up and, you know, we just need to keep them in our thoughts and keep it going. Like,
and honestly, if Craig didn't like, and once you're at like the Degrassi level, like ninth grade, you really don't have to say shit. Like if someone goes, hey, Craig hasn't been in for a while, it's not anyone's fucking business.
No.
Yeah.
Except for Ashley's, because everything's Ashley's business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had the fund. She's like, I have a fund collecting flowers. I'm like, you didn't even know he died till just now. Like,
I know. So. I'm like, is this just a scheme for you to make money? Because like, what?
We never saw the flowers. No. We never saw the flowers.
No.
Yeah.
But what did she buy with that? Like a new black purse or something?
She bought the Pink Take Me Home album. Dear social media people, can y'all take Ashley and the thing and crop it over the Pink Take Me Home album?
Oh, yeah. I'll do my best.
We can work that out, right?
If you have the skills to pay the bills.
Another thing that we are going to include in the socials for this episode is Toby and
okay.
The code.
Oh my god.
Apparently, according to Prino, the code was sound.
It was valid JavaScript to vote for something like on a web page.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, their code. Yeah.
Like, I paused it a few times, much to their
chagrin.
If that's real code and he's verifying it, I'm like, Kendra did it.
She was the
does mm-hmm. it work? Check. Does it cause someone's grade to be 8888? No.
No.
Kendra. Yeah. That's why I love you.
Fucking dumbass. God, that's the fucking worst. But anyways, so yeah, Archie's telling everyone Craig's business. Ashley's like, we're collecting a fund. And then all of a sudden Craig's like, hey guys, I'm late. Sorry. Back to class. And they're all like, the fuck? Paige is to like Hazel, like, oh my god, like really? He's in right now? And he sits down, grinning, cheesing, like, yeah, everything's great.
He was cheesing.
Yeah.
It was.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
He sings the song. He whips out his guitar.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, whatever it takes, I'm Craig. I'm gonna sing my way through.
I know, I can make it through. Yeah.
So yeah, now we cut to the gym. They're getting ready for the dance. Ashley is sitting down painting the things. Everyone's all like, oh my god, what's going on? Ashley starts to talk to Terry, like, because this is the first time we've seen Terry in a second. Terry's kind of been doing her own thing, talking to other people. Maybe she was talking to Fariza, like, hey, girl, you know, I'm learning a lot about your culture. Yeah. I'm sorry I was a bitch before.
I'm learning, and yeah, she did her apology tour.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are not all bald.
Yeah. You know what? I hope that's what she was doing, got away from the page and the Ashley, like, toxic relationship. She was like, you know what? You two are also like kind of sidelined by all these people. So let's be friends.
I will say though, Paige wasn't toxic when it came to Fariza.
She wasn't. She was like, yeah, she was when it came to Fariza, no.
Yeah. We'll give her that. That we'll give her that.
Yeah. I feel like Paige and Fariza have probably been like, oh my god, girl, cute shoes. Thanks. I got them at Limited too.
Yeah. I don't think they were that close.
Not close, but like, you know how when you pass someone in the hallway and you're like, hey, all right, bye.
I don't think that
she took her hijab. She probably was like, oh, I like the hijab you're wearing today, Fariza. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a nice color. And Fariza's like, thank you.
You got like a sparkly one today, you know. Yeah.
Like, it's cute. Like, where'd
it's
you
cute,
get it?
Hun. It's real cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love the color. Like, pink is so you.
I would totally wear that if I was a Muslim.
If I wore a scarf. Yeah.
So Ashley's all like, Terry, what can I do for Craig? You know, he's so off. And Terry is like, there's nothing you can do for him. Stop making this about you and how you can make people better, because remember when my mom died? Yeah, my mom is dead. We forgot about that plot line.
I'm sure Ashley did forget.
The thing is, Ashley probably did forget.
Yeah.
Be reminded.
I did. Yeah. She was like, I lost my mom. Remember? And I was like, you're right.
Like, you know, we're not friends with Terry, so it's okay. We forgot. But Ashley should
have. Out of mind. So yeah.
That's the checklist, right? Is it about Ashley? No. Okay. Got a reminder.
Yep.
Like, shit, Ashley forgot who won the Canadian prime minister election because it wasn't about her.
It wasn't the person like, who wanted to win.
Justin Trudeau, who?
Modified goods. She was talking about those. She probably forgot about those too.
Yeah, she's like, that was cute for like last week, but this week I'm really into black leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so yeah, Terry's like, there's nothing you can do. But Ashley is like, Terry goes in one ear, out the other. I'm gonna see what I can do. Paige is like, here's some money for the fund. And now we go to the B plot. And my first note is like, normally when it comes to these characters of Paige and Spinner and Jimmy and Hazel, I pay attention more. I usually care a little bit more. But this time I was just checked out for their shit.
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
It's dumb.
It's the worst. But yeah, so Paige is just like, oh my God, Paige, I'm going to win like Luau, King and Queen, me and Spin, because I am popular and the sevens and the eights and the nines are all going to vote for me. But really, I'm like, who the fuck, like, why would anyone give the fuck about a ninth grader?
Yeah. Well, that's why Hazel was like, there's like, this is up to 11th grade. One of them are going to win.
Okay, like, there are, but are there actually 10s and 11s that we've met right now?
No.
Oh, so it's safe to assume that like.
Well, maybe Sully.
Oh, Sully.
No, Sully's a nine.
Oh, really? Is he definitely a nine?
I think so, because he was like hitting on like Sully's been around since last season.
Is Jay 11?
I think Jay was probably in the same class as Dylan. Like, I think they were in the same grade, and Dylan is older because he was, you know, saying his shit.
Yeah, I guess
him, Tom, the other gay guy that they show for a minute when he gave him the CD, they're all in the same grade.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which one was Tom? Oh, was Tom the guy that Marco thought Dylan had a crush on?
Yes. Yeah, and he was like, here's that mixed CD I made you. And he's like, oh, they must be exactly dating.
Yeah.
I remember I don't quite remember his name, but I remember his line.
Because I remember Tim.
Yeah, this is Tom.
So Hazel's like, yeah, you're probably not going to win. And Paige is like, watch me. To which Hazel does this one look this entire episode, purses her lips and like coyly cocks her head like, And that is the extent of like, Hazel's entire personality this whole episode. So yeah, Marco and Jimmy are in class and they're like, is everything okay with Craig? What's going on? Like, he's just breezing through life. His dad died. To which Craig comes in and is like, hey guys, life is great. And they're like, Craig, are you okay? And he's like, no, never been better. But your dad died. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, my dad, like, they mentioned something about the car accident. I forget exactly what, but he's like, well, you know, my dad died. I walked away with a scratch. I'm like, but you weren't in the car. To which my first thought is like, this must be like PTSD from back when he used to get beat and have to make up excuses about it.
I kind of think he's a little manic right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was like. I was like, if they did anything right, it was planting the seeds of like what becomes of Craig's character down the line. Like, he's the only one with like any consistent traits. Because this episode, he got a little like kind of manic when he was like playing chicken with the train. Mm-hmm. And then like with this, he's doing these like just having really weird moments with his friends. And I was like, they've at least been consistent with Craig. It's just they forgot to be that way with everyone else.
And I can't tell if that's a testament to how good Jake Epstein is.
Yeah.
Like he was given this role and they said, and he ran with it.
He's like, I'm going to.
I feel like you were mentioning before about, did the writers actually have that orange juxtaposition or was it just coincidental because all the shit
they were like, we pop one carton of juice for this. Yeah. Like,
everybody gets orange juice.
And here we were like, the symbolism. Yeah. Oh my God, the symbolism is amazing and the perfect literary juxtaposition. Oh no, they just had one carton.
Orange
juice. You're like, Angie keeps fucking spilling it all. This is all we have.
Yeah, yeah. Like, do not drink the orange juice, whatever you do. Don't know
how to bring it back in.
I would love it if during like the big dance at the end there was orange juice in the punch bowl.
Yeah, they were like,
Craig starts telling this story like, yeah, and this long dark story and like getting Jimmy and Marco really concerned about him because Jimmy and Marco and Craig are all actually really good friends to each other.
Yeah, it's they are.
A few like genuine friendships. No one's trying to compete. No one's holding anything over anyone's head. It's just genuine. Let's help each other out. You know, no one's trying to sleep with anyone. No one's trying to sleep with anyone's boo.
No one's stealing any iPods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was going to say, that group of four before the iPod thing, that was a pretty good teenage
group. I think they were, it was a healthy group of four. Like,
exactly.
You know, like the big group of four, it was like a good group. You don't see that often, I think.
To which after Craig like lies his ass off and, you know, says that he was in the crash with his dad. He's like, guys, I'm fucking with you. I was at Joey's. Ha ha. You believe me. And they're like, the fuck, Craig?
They're like, what? Like, really?
Like,
at that point, I would have been like, Miss Sove.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're on this show. We need you. I'm surprised Miss Sove didn't make an appearance. She's probably busy with other gigs.
They didn't have the money for her.
Yeah. Like, we can only have so many adult actors per episode. Children make a lot less. So after class, Jimmy starts talking shit to Spinner again. He's like, Spinner, what's the specials for lunch? Blah, 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 blah. MP3 steal, blah, 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 blah. In the back of my mind, I'm like, this is how your ass got beat the fuck up by Sean. By running your goddamn mouth, Jimmy.
Yep.
Like, he didn't deserve to get shot.
He deserved that punch.
He didn't deserve to get a shot. He didn't deserve to get shot, but he deserved to get beat down by Dr. Manning.
Yeah, he needed to get checked.
I'm surprised his dad didn't. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
his dad. I hear getting beat by your dad with this episode.
Well, the weird thing about it is like that one part where he's like, you know, I can't imagine losing my dad. Like, and then Jimmy's like, I really can't imagine that. And I was like, that was just interesting because their relationship is so like
strained.
Strained.
Like, your dad's never home. Your parents are never home.
No.
But I guess like his dad
doesn't have to
him, so. No, his dad pays for everything. That's why he can't imagine losing his dad. He's like, I've had
the triple soul sweater.
I just sent him my Christmas list. He can't go.
So Jimmy's being a dick to Spinner, and Spinner's like, whatever. Me and Paige are going to go and we're going to win the Luau King and Queen, to which Jimmy's like, the fuck? He goes up to Paige, not Paige, he goes up to
Paige, is that their new, it's their couple name now?
Paige. So he goes up to, now I just said Paige, I just keep forgetting Hazel. So Jimmy goes up to Hazel in his best Gaston impersonation, like, hey, you're still not going with anyone to the dance, you're going with me. And she's like, what? And she does that same like half smile head turn.
Yeah, like they couldn't even like give her a full line. They're like, just tilt your head again.
Three lines. Cut that too.
Yeah.
Right, like, now. Nah.
So, yeah. We need you to act with your neck and your head. We're not giving
that's
you.
That's what you're about to say.
I want you to say this paragraph like we're gonna put it in the show, but we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use it as subtext.
It's basically just in parentheses. This is what your face should do. And it's a whole paragraph. What do you mean? No, I am not going with anyone. Huh? We're going to go together? Okay, that's great.
Like, literally, they were like, listen, we gave you an episode. We gave you an arc. Like,
remember,
We gave you a main plot line in an A plot, not even a B plot. We gave you an A plot this year. Hazel's like, can I have a plot? And the writers are like, oh!
Oh yeah, we want- How about this? You're an Islamophobic asshole.
You're an Islamophobic Muslim. Go with it.
Self-loathing Muslim.
There you go. That's not what I meant. I thought
you were going to be like, there you go. Here's like your A
plot. Or something. No, sorry.
She did say allegedly, because she said this on a YouTube video, that she kept asking for more lines and they never gave them to her.
Aww. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there are very dark truths in our jokes here.
Yeah. Like, wait, is this the only episode where Emma has no speaking lines?
But she's fucking there at the funeral.
But she has no line.
She was at the funeral because apparently she must have met Dr. Manning when Julia and Joey got married.
Maybe he's done surgery on all the random people that were at the one doctor in Toronto.
Where was I at?
Jimmy asked Hazel to the dance. That's kind of where we left.
Yeah, off. Jimmy guest on his way through that. And he's all like, yeah. And Hazel's like, but my best friend is running. And Jimmy is like, well, don't you want to stop being in her shadow and stop being in her sidekick? And Hazel's like, womp, womp, head to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I really want to talk to what's her name, Andrea Lewis, about about all the shit that she just didn't get, that they just allegedly didn't give her. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, like the return of this allegedly guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Hazel agrees to it, but in that process, the writers basically tell you that Hazel's a sidekick and we're never giving her anything.
Yeah.
You're always in her shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And you will stay.
Cut to Joey and Craig coming in Dr. Manning's house, gonna clear shit out, get some of Craig's things, to which I feel like, I was looking around, I was like, I wonder if they're gonna have an estate sale. And if Craig's gonna get the money from the estate sale, because I feel like there were a lot of things, and, you know, he's a surgeon, he probably has nice things.
Established that the house belongs to Craig now?
Did he have a will?
I mean, no, he did, because Craig gets money.
Yeah, he had like a trust set up for Craig.
Yeah.
Presumably he has all this stuff in place.
And, you know, Joey's probably also looking around like, yeah, what? I'm sure he can sell some of this shit. Yeah,
Joey or like... the actor?
Allegedly.
That was inappropriate.
I thought that was inappropriate, Natasha.
I know that the actor that plays Joey would never.
I don't promote embezzlement.
He allegedly would never do that.
SFE, small fund energy. Allegedly. Craig's like hearing his dad's voice, flipping out, and then cut to the funeral, to which they use the absolute worst photo of Dr. Manning possible.
A MySpace photo. Like a MySpace above angle.
He got like
who picked that?
Nose is like down to here.
Yeah, it was such a weird picture.
Half shadowed, and like we've talked about this before, but he's a very attractive man, and that was not a cute photo.
It's a photo Craig took, like one of the first he did in develop, yeah. So it's probably
I'm
not.
Learning, Dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His dad's like, this is shit!
Like, you make me look ugly at this angle.
He acts worse than fucking Johnny DeMarco.
Yeah.
God, is like the title for this episode just going to be like dinosaur noise?
But guys, Craig said that the dinosaur bruised him.
I mean, it was a dinosaur. That bit, just throwing that out there. But yeah, so we're at the funeral. Everyone's feeling all sad. For some reason, Mr. Radich is, Principal Radich is there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caitlin's like, I'm there because I need to check for this episode. Yeah.
The only people that Joey and then Sean, because Sean's his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ashley wasn't Ashley there?
Yeah,
she's there to support, but she's always there where she shouldn't be.
Because she wants to hear some. She wants the tea. That's why she's there.
It's a testament to how great of a man Dr. Manning was.
He was a community doctor.
Maybe him and Caitlin went on a date or something.
I think so. I could see that
set up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin was the only person who would go out with him because the photo they used was also his OkCupid profile photo.
Like, but I know this guy has money. He's a surgeon. I'll do it. Yeah.
She's honestly like, I'm doing it to get back at Joey.
Yep. It was
I know it would piss Joey off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he did it. He's like, oh, you know Joey. Yeah. I'm fucking you tonight.
Pissed off about Tessa Campanelli. Who, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this. I finally finished the fucking Degrassi Schools Out. And Joey got Tessa Campanelli pregnant. And she had an abortion.
Mm-hmm. So just that like time, Manny. He did fuck around, but I guess.
He didn't want to risk getting an Emma.
Every time, so basically every time he looks at Angie, he's like, oh, what could have been?
Yep. He's like, damn it. This one got away from me.
So like, yeah, like, kind of plot lines are the with the exception of like the abuse and bipolar. The same, like we have a girlfriend, on again, off again, love her, cheat on her, get someone else pregnant, that a pregnant person gets an abortion.
That's crazy.
They're famous for that.
Life. Yeah, you know, if they had done that Degrassi HBO thing, that's
yeah, he would have come back if they would have hired him.
Everyone would have been. Well, I mean, they would have had to chain everything. I mean, never mind.
I'll put that back, Grandpa Jeremiah.
Allegedly.
Oh, just like Craig, Joey didn't graduate either. But Joey didn't graduate because he got left back and was just like, I'm going to leave school. Craig was like, I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
And I guess, made more than one song.
I guess he does become famous, right?
Yeah, he has that song.
You know how She's the Ash was about Ashley? Well, The Ass was about Ellie.
And it wasn't dead ass.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't dead ass.
Not dead ass. No,
like, she's an ass. She's just running in the ocean.
Yeah, but, obviously, wrong girl, thong girl.
Wrong girl, thong girl. I haven't even heard it. But.
Back to the funeral. So Craig's dad's dead. We all remember that. People are eulogizing. This one guy is like, Craig's dad says some good things. But the thing he cared most about was being a father. And Craig is like, y'all are full of shit. And he starts laughing. He's like uncontrollable. And normally I'd be like, is that bipolar? Is that peaking up? But then at the same time, I'm like, if I was in Craig's position, yeah, I would have done the same fucking thing. I probably wouldn't have gone to the funeral in the first place.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want to. Joey probably was like, you need to do this. Like,
yeah. Well, he still cares about his dad.
Yeah.
All of that, like, all of this is like a cover. Like, you know, even when, and that happens for a lot of people, like, they'll be abused by someone, but they still care. Especially parents, they still care. And you can tell by the way he's acting that he truly does care. He's just hurt that his dad would do this to him.
But yeah, to have some dude who doesn't know him go up there and start spinning stories about what Albert was like.
Like, what a totally great dad.
Like, you don't know this guy like I do.
Yeah.
And then also it kind of sucks that like Joey's sitting, like everyone is literally sitting there while this guy is lying and they're just all sitting there quiet when they know that's not the truth.
Oh, nothing to say, Ashley? Nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, now you're not sticking your nose in. Okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
This would have been a great time for you, Ashley, the activist, to stand up and, you know, be in someone else's business. I mean, she's probably writing some poem because she wants to share it. Like, death comes down the road. Like, death will hit you like a car wreck before you know it. I slapped my son. Like, she probably is writing something that she wants to share.
I don't think you got it. This was actually about the Spanish flu, not your dad, Craig.
I've done a lot of research. I understand what it's like to lose a parent. My dad has left the country. Okay, I truly get it.
Yeah,
you know, 4 out of 5 people lose their parents, and like, you know, oh my god, isn't this so great? This is so interesting. How people deal with the death of their parents.
Mm-hmm. I did tons of research on this.
I know.
I'm allowed to imagine.
Oh my!
I imagine Jeff dying all the time.
We all do.
And Toby too.
Yeah.
4 of you.
So does Kate.
Yeah, Kate. Kate's just not touching this episode with a 10-foot pole. She's like, I'm going to be in here minding my own business, drinking my mom wine.
And making wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I'm glad that she's going to the funeral. Like, at least I have a few more hours to myself. Yeah.
Question for the group. When Craig comes to the Kerwin's house and needs comfort after the death of his dad, what kind of wings do you think Kate Kerwin made to help him feel better?
Lemon pepper.
Straight buffalo.
I think straight buffalo.
I think a Thai sweet chili.
Mm.
You know?
I'm going to say brown butter sage.
Tequila lime would be great too.
Yeah.
I think Kate made an assortment because she actually is a good parent. So she's like, he needs all of them.
You know, I haven't spent a lot of time in this season with good memories, but they do interact, right? Like at the wedding.
Oh yeah, they do.
Is it safe to say they miss Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy never, like, he's cheated on their daughter, got another girl pregnant, ruined the wedding.
Yeah, Jimmy more than they like their daughter. Let's be real.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, we all do. Yeah. So,
also, in retrospect, now that I think about it, it's a funeral. probably like a whiskey glaze, a Jack Daniel's wing.
Oh, like a bourbon, bourbon barbecue type thing.
But anyways, so Craig's like flipping his shit. He's like, my dad sucks. Stop it. I hate my dad. I'm glad he's dead. And outside of the church to Joey, and Joey's like just trying to hold him, like be there for him. And he's like, I'm going to be here for you until Angie needs something.
Mm-hmm.
We all know which one is this.
Angie's in trouble. Bye.
Yeah. Sorry, I have to go help my daughter.
He's like Al Gore anytime that there's a trouble with the environment. He's like, what? I hear a hole in the ozone. Rush.
Not the bat signal. It's the
all right, so cut to the next day. Ashley is telling Ellie all of these things that's happening. And because Ashley is, you know, she needs someone to talk to, and Ellie hasn't been in for a second, so why not? Mm-hmm. And Craig's like, by the way, we're going to be luau king and queen. And Ashley is like, Craig, we need to, like, maybe not. Like, are you okay? He's like, everything is great.
I do like that. This is the one time I'll give Ellie some credit, because, like, I feel like Ash is telling her, like, so scandalously, like, what happened at the funeral. And Ellie's like, people grieve in very different ways. And I'm just like, this is the most insight any of the characters have had into, like, what's going on with Craig before Terry.
She's talking bullshit.
Yeah, Ash is, like, kind of judging him for, like, kind of what went on. And I'm like, fucking Ashley, you've never had this happen to you. So
she did research.
Like, you're supposed to cry at funerals.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be sad and mourn.
Yeah.
This is not grieving like I researched it.
Which definitely shows you the difference between Ashley and Ellie as far as their quote-unquote gothness.
Yeah.
And someone who is a little more in tune with the concepts of death knows that things are different for different people.
Yeah.
Ashley is just doing it for show. She has no time.
Well, Ellie was definitely very mature when she was like, hey, like, funerals are tricky. Like, people go through shit, like, in a different way. Like, she's just a lot more mature about it, I guess.
It's funny because in my notes, Stefan, I wrote that I was like, this shows Ellie is more goth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, she just is, even though those bangs, Ellie, those bangs.
Well, she
Ellie,
at the end of emo clothes. Like, she looked like a little emo girl all the time.
Yeah.
She didn't look
like clothes didn't wear her like it does Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashley. Yeah, but
Allison,
Amanda,
oh, Allison,
yeah. Allison, Allie,
Abigail,
Abby,
Anastasia,
Annie,
Ariana,
Ashton.
So Paige and Spinner are gonna go get tans because this is a luau Hawaiian theme, and like, hun, we gotta look the part. And so Spinner is about to go into the tanning bed, and he's like, I'm super claustrophobic. And she's like, hun, do this for me. We need to win. We need to look the fucking part.
Hang on.
To which he goes into the tanning bed, and we see some things we don't need to see.
Ten toesies.
Why do we have to close up on his feet? Like,
I knew where I was looking, but show or not? The truth is, minus Spinner's feet, I actually was more thinking of that scene in Final Destination where I was like, is he going to die?
Yeah.
Because they do cut to him screaming, and I'm like, oh shit, it happened.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in that generation that just missed the tanning phase, if you will. Now, it certainly hurt the Jersey Shore guys, but like, I know the people in my family 10 years above me were all tanning. It was like their thing.
I think I would like how a tanning bed feels.
I think when I was younger, I think a lot of people in my grade went with like their older siblings, because that was when everyone was getting like the Playboy Bunny like tattoo thing.
My cousin did that. Like, mm-hmm. He got the Playboy Bunny and used to go tanning. And I really want to be like, bitch, we already brown. You don't
need to. What are you trying to do?
Like, we're good. But, you know, hey, if you like it, I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am paying for that. But anyway, so he starts crying like a bitch, and Paige is like, whatever, go home. You can do, here's some bronzer, do it that way, but you have to wait until I have my all over tan.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's, again, I usually care about anything Paige does except for this. This is the one time I was like, we didn't
do
this. Greg is like, hey, I'm borrowing one of your ugly fucking Hawaiian shirts, Joey. And cool, but Joey's like, let's talk about the children AIDS thing. The children's
aid, thing.
Yikes.
Edit. We'll talk about the children's aid thing. And like, let's talk about like losing your dad and all of the things. Like, let's sit down and have a conversation. But Craig is like, whatever. We'll talk about that later. I want to go dance. I want to have a good time. And this is one of the few times that Joey's like, let's sit down. Let's talk. Man to man.
Man, here's a scotch.
I guess Angie just didn't need his attention right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As we all know who the story's more about.
Yeah, because she's you know, ill with fucking chicken pox, so.
She's still counting them.
Yeah.
322.
Also, her math was off because she initially said 18, and then she counted again and said 15 on like two different scenes. And I was like, "You lied. You said you had 18."
Oh, I thought they went away. That's why.
No, they don't go away like that. No, you have scabs.
Well, I had chicken pox when I was 1 year old, so I don't remember.
I never had chicken pox.
Ah, I was 8.
Vaccine. Do you have a vaccine? Oh,
I was too old.
Yeah, I had them at age 5.
I'm
guessing it happened in 1990, in the early 90s, because I remember I thought I was going to get them because Nina got them, and I like would ask, I'm like, am I going to get it? And then my parents were like, no.
Unfortunately, I got them in the 1960s, like my namesake, and man, we had chicken pox several times, and shingles.
That was polio.
Shingles is no joke.
No, you know.
Polio's coming back. Just so you know.
Yay. Rockland County.
Yep. Returning tour. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Back in the game.
Yeah.
Anyways, the dance is happening. Everyone's giving their votes to Toby and Kendra, who are working by the computer. People are dancing. People are having a good time. Emma's on the limbo stick.
That's the only time we see her.
And that's the only time she shuts the fuck up.
We just did that in sync.
What?
We just did that in sync. I literally did not know you were going to talk about her, but I was doing the limbo thing.
Oh. Limbo, Laura!
No, you were talking about Emma right when I was doing the limbo, thinking about Emma. So,
you know, we're just
really just up our,
yeah, our periods like are like that.
Let's stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Their voting system was completely rigged. Like, they had no way of knowing who was voting for what. It was all bullshit. You could just come up, press a button, vote 7 times.
That's true.
Sully is like, you should have voted for me.
That was Toby's contribution.
Oversight.
Like, there's no actual, like...
Andrew, your code was amazing. Let's completely fuck this up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should... We really forgot to... We talked about it briefly, but I didn't go back to Toby and Kendra earlier, where they were doing their code, and he was all like, I love you.
Yeah,
that's what I love about you. He's like, I like you a lot.
That's why I love you, yeah.
Yeah, and then Kendra was like, I'm only on the show for like 4 more episodes. Can we just not?
Yeah.
You're like my starter boyfriend.
Yeah.
Get away.
Absolutely.
Listen, after this, I'm going to transfer to Earl Grey. I can't.
I don't even like you.
Yeah.
Or Exeter.
You know, hey, ooh. Kendra decides that she's going to pull an Amanda Bynes and
she is quite the man.
Hide herself to go to Exeter for a lovely all boys experience. And she's like, hey boys, when the teachers are gone, like, guess who's ready to go?
I'm Kendra.
Not Ken.
Not Ken.
And Mason.
I think it'd be actually, that'd be really cool if they gave Kendra like a she's the man plot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ken. Yeah, so we're at the thing. Paige and Spinner show up and they're looking totally fucked.
Busted.
So. Yeah, like they look like some Donald Trump impersonators. Just walking through. Spinner's orange as hell. Paige is burnt as fuck with those lovely little eye circles because of the thing that you have to wear in the tanning beds.
Like you guys were saying, that's good makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job with that one.
They wasted on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got a Craig's
bruise.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They could have just given him like one Nelly Band-Aid. He would have been great.
Yeah. Anything.
Also, Ashley's trying so hard to be goth in this full like goth sarong and this black lei.
I mean, I liked it. I would have liked it.
To Hawaii, like our next trip. Maybe I'll do that.
That's cute. I want to do that too. I love my
outfit. She doesn't rock it, but like it is.
No, but it's a cute idea. Props to costumes for that, because that was an Ashton's idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck you, Ashley. There's so many things she has that would just look good on other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would look good in that.
Yeah.
But she ain't looking good in it.
Shit, I would look good in that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to rock it. That's why.
Yeah. Now Snake is coming up and he's like, it's time for the king and queen, Craig and Ashley. Yay. And so they're up there. They're like, yeah, we're going to win. And all of a sudden, Craig's like, Papa? And he sees his dad in the audience, and he runs, and he's like, Daddy, is that you? But it's not you.
It's Mr. Boyd. Sexy Mr. Boyd.
So Mr. sexy. Boyd. I'll take him to his
name. Where did you guys get the name?
Oh, I think it was in the captions.
He said it. He's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Boyd.
Oh.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
This guy's name for like 20 years of watching this episode.
He looks just like his dad, though.
He does.
Oh, wow. Never see him again.
Small world.
We don't see his dad again either. I guess we see him in memories, right?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think we've seen this man ever again. I think it was just the guy who played Mr. Manning, and they just put a little makeup on him. And
they did. Because it was his back. It was definitely Mr. Manning's back. And then when he turns around, it's Mr. Boyd.
I think after this episode, like what it is probably as one of those contracts where anytime they use his image at all, they have to pay him. So they're like, all right, he's never going to be in again, so we're not going to have a flashback, because then we have to pay him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're going to be good. We're going to smooth sail on this.
We don't need him.
And when he realizes that that's Mr. Boyd, not his dad, Craig just, he's like, I can't take this. He goes outside. Ashley's like, Craig, no, we need to talk about this. What's going on? And he's like, whatever, Miss Doom and Gloom. All right. I'm done with your shit. Get your fucking nose out of my fucking business, you bitch. Which is not what he said, but what we all thought.
Mm-hmm. Did she approached him in a way like, you see, I was right. Like, you should have stayed home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's how she opened that conversation. It's like, I knew you should have stayed home.
Yeah, I knew you should have stayed home. It's like, this is not a point of pride for you because you were right or whatever. Like,
Lucky didn't get a backhand.
But yeah, he went in and it was funny as hell. I till now, I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm just acting like this is Doom and Gloom. Yeah. Like I was saying, I'm like, oh,
that
my
was God. Good. That was cute. He'd been holding that one. It's like when people are drunk and they say what they're really thinking. He was angry and he was like, really, he's like, I don't care about you. I was laughing.
Dude, you know what it is? When like, you very specifically, like, you know what's going to cut them. And you're like, I'm putting this in my back pocket for when I need it. Because I know at some point you're going to do some shit. And I want to shut you the fuck up.
Yeah.
And it was like, whatever, Mrs. Doom and Gloom.
You fake goth.
Even like, look at you.
Yeah, like.
Like, look at this. You're a joke.
Coming out here with your black lay and your all black outfit.
I'm pre-leaves, like, girl.
Mm-hmm. And then he proceeds to tear her mural down that she and Terry worked so hard.
Yeah, that's symbolic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Roof Stoof. It was Roof Stoof. And Ashley was all like, no, I'm scared. Principal Radich is like, y'all, let Craig cool down. He's been through some shit, Ashley. And Terry's like, all right, I got this. And she goes over to Craig, like, listen, Craig, I get it. My mom, they have like a heart to heart. Terry's like, my mom died.
All right, what happened to her mom? I don't remember.
Well, that's because she hasn't had a plot line and she hasn't mentioned it since halfway through season.
I'd forgotten too.
The Mystic Oracles are like, we're going to bring this up when we need to use it.
Mm-hmm. When she was saying remember, she was actually telling us, the audience.
she's with Craig, turns to camera.
Yeah.
Remember my mom died?
Remember? Mm-hmm. They're like, save this one for later.
She has it in her back pocket. Like,
you need to remember this.
Craig is like, Mr. Doom and Gloom. She's like,
well, I have this card here. My mom died. Drop war. Gotcha.
But she's sweet because he was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, how you're acting is completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a friend needs to hear.
Yeah.
Like, you're. it's not like whatever you're doing, it's not you. Mm-hmm. You're allowed
to do that. That was what Joey should have been telling him as like his guardian and like stepfather. Like Joey should have been that parent of like, it's okay to feel, it's okay to grieve. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong with you. It's okay. Like just whatever you want to do, it's okay. But mm-hmm. we just need to check in with you. You need to check in with yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think what part of the issue, or not issue, but part of the thing is that no one else has experienced death in such, never mind, because Joey did experience
death. He lost a whole ass wife.
Yeah. And Craig's mom.
I think he lost her before she died, though, so.
Yeah, she was on her way out.
She was gonna leave.
It does show that, like, Ashley has not experienced, like, anything remotely close.
But she has researched it.
She has researched it. But she doesn't even, like she's so caught up in her stuff all the time. She doesn't even like, you know, we pointed out, she doesn't remember her friends have actually like experienced any of these traumatic events or whatever. And so she still like thinks she has the platform to tell them how to react to things for whatever reason.
Yeah, or what they should do in this situation.
Yeah.
And I think it's also different when you lose a parent, because there's a different relationship to losing a parent than losing a wife. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so that's something that, you know, Craig and Terry can relate on, and it's easier for him to hear from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
anyone else who's trying to, I mean, Ashley is not telling the right way, but when everyone else is trying to help, it's like, it's coming across in a different way because they can't relate.
Well, but still, like, Joey just wasn't saying the right thing.
Oh, no, he wasn't, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about Joey specifically, but I mean,
in general, everyone else, it's like, it's easier when, like, he can relate to Terry because Terry's been through it before.
Mm-hmm. And wow.
It means different.
Yeah, now that you think about it, though, like, Craig is an orphan.
Yeah.
Both of his parents are dead.
I thought of that. I was like, well.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, his dad wasn't really much of a dad anyway, so kind of like Perino said, he already lost him.
But I think
mom was cruising Toronto.
She was still
this is why it's so hard to edit some of our episodes, because we go places. We go there. We are Degrassi.
We talk about a lot of stuff, y'all.
Anyways, so Terry's talking to Craig. They're relating on this. And what it comes down to is that the reason Craig can't seem to reconcile is his feelings is the fact that he still loves his dad, even though he's mad at him because he was an abuser. Mm-hmm. And they have their moment. Mr. Radich actually walks in, sees them, and is like, I'm gonna leave this alone.
Yeah, right, I got nothing to offer this. Bye.
Yeah.
He's like, thank goodness it doesn't have to be me. Like, take it away.
I thought he was like, he came through and he was like, worked again. Yeah. Just give it 2 minutes and then someone else will come through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But now we're back talking about B-plot. Spinner and Jimmy and Ellie and Spinner and Jimmy and Paige and Hazel are all sitting around like friends. Jimmy's been itching because of the Lays. Somehow Jimmy and Spinner are like, well, you know what? We're going to put bygones be bygones about you stealing my MP3 player so that you don't kick my ass like Sean did. And they're all just sitting laughing. And Ellie comes by like, hey, losers, let me take a picture of y'all. Look, to which again I'm like, Ellie, what the fuck is up with those bangs?
That hair was bad.
It's like someone put chemical reaction in there and it just
but so also weird. Why did Jimmy not get a real lay for his date? Like, he only got one for himself.
Yeah,
and I was like, you should get one for your date. Like, she had the fake ass one.
Yeah,
listen, Gaston cares about Gaston.
He did not care. Yeah.
This whole thing was about him winning over Spinner. It had nothing to do with Hazel.
Hazel, you were just a pawn.
I think that's really rude.
To which Hazel responded with a smile and turn. We're back at the dance. Craig comes in. He's talking to Ashley. He's like, I'm gonna go back to Joey's. And, you know, Ashley's like, wants to ask him. And he's like, no, you can ask me how I'm feeling now. I'm not going to blow up at it. And Ashley's like,
set up another mural.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ash is like, how are you feeling? Secretly in the back of her mind, she's like, I win in the end. I always win in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Like, asking the question, but she knows the answer already.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, I'm feeling better. The end. Season 2 is done, y'all.
Well, and then there was that weird song that sounds like the Mandy Moore song from Walk to Remember that they all dance to. And I was like, what the hell is this song that they're dancing to?
Vitamin C.
As we go on, we
remember Dr. Dennis. All the times we just
together. R.I.P. Julia Jeremiah, R.I.P. Dr. Albert.
Dedicated father.
Dedicated daddy.
Throw one up to Emma for not being here. We love this about you, and we wish we could see more episodes where you're not here.
Well, she did annoy me when she was doing her little limbo shit. I was like, look at her.
Is she your nomination for the Claire?
No, but I have my nomination ready, if y'all want
to
know.
So I guess, y'all, that means it's time to see who is the Claire of the episode.
To be freaking kidding me.
Do you flick a switch and erase me from your memory?
Well, excuse me for having loftier ambitions than just some pedestrian high school assignment.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
And since Mo, you've got your nomination ready.
Angie, 100%.
I was going to say Angie. The character the character's arc that I relate to the most is also Claire.
The Claire of the week.
So Claire for this one, yeah. She every time she was on screen, she pissed me off. And then she was like laying down and like crying for no reason. And like, and then like Joey Jeremiah's like, oh my gosh, like we got to take you to bed. Like she has chicken pox. She's fine. Like, she can walk up the stairs.
Bitch.
Yeah. And look how big she was. He was like, he's like,
she's an adult. She was bigger than Joey.
Yeah. She just graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell?
You know,
listen, she was around when Shantae was around. Like,
Shantae. Yeah. But Angie, gosh.
Dr. Manning would be alive.
Yeah. Because he would have studied at home.
And it wasn't for Joey with that fucking sale. But no, it's still Angie.
I think it's definitely Angie.
Angela Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm going to give
Jeremiah. AJ.
I agree wholeheartedly. Angie is definitely the nom. I'm just going to do some shout-outs if we feel any Claire shout-outs. Throw in one to fucking Liberty for that fucking smirk.
yeah, that should suck.
It doesn't bother me like it bothers y'all, but I understand.
That little hand stretch. I'm like,
I think Ashley also deserves a little bit of a shout out for like trying to tell people how to grieve.
Yeah, how to feel. Mm-hmm. And then being a little gossip bitch and being like, it was so ridiculous. I'm like, that's the guy you're into.
Yeah.
I'll also say Jimmy, because he let it go, Jimmy. Like, I get it. Let it go.
Jimmy holds on to a grudge. You're
stealing stuff. Are you going to steal something? Shut up, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
I guess Joey for generally being a bad
just say Joey. Like,
gosh, Joey. Everything about him.
So it'd be Angie and then Ashley.
Honestly, it's Joey's fault. Angie is the Claire.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been allowed to do that.
And Julia didn't have to rate, so maybe Julia's the Claire too.
Yeah, we don't want to speak ill of the dead, but Julia might be the Claire.
We'll see who laughed at Julia's funeral.
Well, it was definitely Angela.
Angie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Might not be the last time.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
All right, y'all. Well, this has been a lovely time. It's great to get to the end of season two with y'all. We're recording this on New Year's Eve, so we wish you all a happy 2023. God knows when it's going to get released, because
it'll be like December, like June 2023.
But you might be listening to this in 2031.
Because we're going to be famous. So this has been lovely. Ways that you can help support us and our lovely editing is by following us on all of our socials. Who'd like to talk about our socials?
I can do it. You can find us on Instagram at LashShiftPod. You can find us on Twitter at LashShift pod, right?
Yeah.
And then you can email us at lasheswiththedot@gmail.com. You can go to our webpage, which is lsatd or lasheswiththedot.com. And yeah, maybe we'll, I don't know, get a TikTok this year. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Do a Julia Jeremiah dance challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
oh, yeah. The Albert Manning dance, too.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make dances for all the fun episodes.
But you can also donate to us, by the way, because we like those donations. We'll use them for White Claws. We'll use them for hard liquor. Wine is one of our favorites. But the thing we love the most is wings. So for those of us who really go to town on a wing, throw it our way. We discussed a lot of wing flavors that we would like to try.
We did. We got into wings today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always, when it comes to Kate Kerwin, we always get into wings.
She's the wing lady.
Mm-hmm. We know that she made all the wings for Craig, so yeah. We want to do the same.
You can also let us know when you go on our socials what Degrassi character you relate to, and if you agree with our thoughts on LeClaire or not. We're probably not going to listen unless you say Angie, but... just know that we're out here and we're reading it. We'll repost it.
Also, rate and review us on anywhere you listen to podcasts and only give us good reviews.
And from us at the dot to you out in Degrassi land, which could be Toronto, which could be Chicago, it could be New York. Maybe it's out on the West Coast. Maybe it's in the South where it's disproportionately colder at the Christmas season this year. We know you can make it through. Bye, all. Happy New Year.